Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for joining me for this and hopefully many other episodes. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps. And there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can send comments through the website. Plus, there is also a Facebook group, which I've been mentioning lately, that I changed the name of. It's now called the Catholic Sports Radio Community. There are listeners of this show in that group, as well as some former guests. There's a button for that, too, on catholicsportsradio.net. Please help me spread the word about this show and tell others who would enjoy and benefit from listening about Catholic Sports Radio. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. When an athlete goes down in a game, the first person who will attend to him or her is the trainer. It's unfortunate when it gets this far because it means it's probably something pretty serious, but I've also been impressed to see a little bit of a trend towards the head coach even sometimes starting to come out as well to be a part of the staff who is looking after the injured player. I feel like that's something that we had not really been used to seeing. Once again, though, there is a parallel that can be drawn between faith and sports. Picture in your head a football coach in particular leaving the sideline where there is a huge throng of players, coaches, and staff that they oversee, but they walk away from that entire group just to go out on the field and look after that one athlete whose services might be lost to the team. Doesn't it sound a lot like the story we know from chapter 18 of Matthew's gospel, which in verses 12 to 14 says, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." So friends, just as might happen by someone who has fallen away from the church, from their faith, listening to this show, so too should we be inspired that by that example, we can go back to those who have fallen and help them back into the flock. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest was a three-time World Police Olympics boxing champion and is a former USA middleweight kickboxing champion, and he is a member of the Sports Faith International Hall of Fame. He has a master's degree in Catholic theology and is an author, radio host, and evangelist. A retired veteran of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Jesse Romero.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
You bet, Jesse. Thank you. I'm glad to have you here. Where were you born, Jesse, and raised, and what did your immediate family look like, both size-wise and faith-wise?
Born and raised in Southern California in a suburb of Los Angeles called San Fernando, one of the 21 mission cities. My parents are both from Mexico. I had four siblings. I'm one of five siblings. And we were born basically in the pretty rough streets of the rough barrios of Southern California. I would say that in the 70s, when I was a teenager, and in the 80s when I was a young adult. So those were my most formative years.
So I mentioned that you are a retired veteran of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. When you were a kid, so even before you went to college, what were you thinking about as a career? Was it boxing? Was it police work? Maybe the priesthood by chance?
I always had a sense of I wanted to be on the side of good. I've always had, even since I was a kid, I've always had an understanding of good and evil, right and wrong, truth and lies, vice and virtue. And I remember as a kid, I was very fascinated with being a vanguard, just a defender of society, a sheepdog, if you will. Mm. And so I was always drawn to law enforcement. I remember as a Catholic school boy, just hearing that gospel, the Sermon on the Mount over and over again, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God," Matthew 5:9. That stood with me ever since I was a little kid. Peacemaker, peacemaker, peacemaker. You know, I've learned how to box, how to do martial arts. Why? Not to hurt people, not to be a bully, so I could be a peacemaker, a peacemaker. So both of those kind of segued into my way of thinking.
Well, that might actually mention my next question, but there have been guests on this show. I'm thinking of former undefeated heavyweight boxer Baby Joe Macy, UFC Hall of Famer Boss Rutten, even Jason Jones on episode 90, who fought Kyoka Shinkai, former athletes who competed in sports similar to those that I mentioned in the intro, Jesse, that you competed in. By and large, you'll traditionally hear about kids getting started with sports in, say, soccer or baseball, for example. How and when did you first get into boxing?
I tried all the conventional sports as I was a kid, but I didn't like team sports. And I'll tell you why, because I was very competitive and it was easy to blame everybody else on the team when you lost in basketball and football and baseball.
Wow.
And so I gravitated very early on towards just individual sports, and specifically the individual sports are contact sports, you know, wrestling, boxing and karate and stuff. And just very early on, I think the big thing back in the 70s in Southern California, I remember I lived about 15 minutes away from Hollywood, the Hollywood Chan's Men's Chinese Theater. They screened the movie Enter the Dragon by Bruce Lee in 1973. I mean, that set off a craze of martial arts studios all across the country. It became the fashionable thing to do back in the early 70s as a result of Enter the Dragon by Bruce Lee. So very early on, I think at the age of 10, I said, I'm done with team sports. I'm moving on to this martial arts set, and I'm going to try to be the Mexican Bruce Lee.
Okay, so having heard that, and previously you talked about staying on the side of good, what was your mindset when you were getting your master's degree in Catholic theology? Where did you see yourself going with that?
Well, I think I saw myself becoming a public speaker in the Catholic Church and trying to help especially men reconnect back with God, reconnect back with their faith, help families, help young people with truth, because I think America's we're suffering from truth decay, and that's why I felt called to be a sheepdog in the world of speaking and promoting the absolute truth of Jesus Christ and the Catholic and the teachings of the Catholic Church. And so to me, I think all the training I did in martial arts and in boxing, all that did was strengthen my resolve to realize that life is a battle. Life is politically, intellectually, in our faith walk, it's adversity, it's climbing uphill. And I think boxing and karate, it prepared me for the adversity of life on planet Earth, such as we're seeing right now with the elections and teaching people how to vote and stuff. So sports, definitely, it put that fire in my belly, and it put that zeal in my gas tank to do what I do, what I've been doing for the last 20 years as an evangelist in the Catholic Church.
Okay, I like where you started to go there, and let's just pause for a minute on that idea of when you were getting your master's, because we're going to come back to that point in your life. But just to fast forward for a minute to present day, because we do hear about the gym rats who are up at 4 or 5 in the morning to get in their workout before having to get on with their day, what, Jesse, do you see where someone can be Catholic while they're working out?
Well, I think it's very Catholic to work out, because our body affects our mind directly. So it's our responsibility as Catholics to keep our bodies healthy. I mean, it's biblical. I mean, there's many passages that talk about, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Don't you know that your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit that you have from within you? It was given to you by God, so glorify God in your body. There's just many, many verses that talk about, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Do you not know that you're God's temple and God's spirit dwells in you? If anybody destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God for God's temple is holy and you are that temple. So Catholicism teaches very, very clearly that there is a symbiotic relationship between the body and soul. And I think what exercise is to the body, prayer is to the soul. And we need both, because God didn't make us disembodied spirits, and he didn't make us just us. Protoplasm without a spirit. He made us a body soul composite, so both need to be fed.
What exercise is to the body, prayer is to the soul. I like that. Well, listeners, I do want to go back to that point in Jesse's life where I left off before asking this last question, because even as someone who I first introduced as a Catholic author, radio host, and evangelist, Jesse actually had what I'll call a wake-up call that was a real turning point in his faith life. But before I have him talk about that, last week on the show, you heard Humpy Wheeler express his support for Catholic Sports Radio, including saying during that interview that he was going to make a donation. Make no mistake, this is my ministry, but I do need all the help that I can get as I continually strive to grow Catholic Sports Radio, all with the aim of leading more and more people closer to Christ, and even in some cases back to the church, as I said earlier, near the end of my ministry moment. I'm doing all this on my own, though, and I don't get any income from doing this, and I don't have any sponsors. So all the costs that go into running my Catholic Sports Radio ministry have to come out of my pocket. It has been a while, but there were a bunch of episodes in a row where I was citing specific examples of many of the expenses that I've had to take on, since it is just me here doing all the writing, recording, and editing of the shows, booking all the guests, doing all the promotional administrative work, and so on. Thankfully, there have been listeners and even guests, and even before Humpy Wheeler voiced his commitment on last week's episode, who have recognized the work, admired the ministry, found the desire to help out, and have contributed financially to Catholic Sports Radio, and ask you to please consider doing the same. It not only helps me with those costs, but it tells me that you find value in what I'm doing with this ministry and that you want to support me so I can keep this going. I take great encouragement when I get the donations and the notes that are sent with them. There are two ways to do this. One is by going to the website, catholicsportsradio.net, and utilizing the Donate to CSR button, which gives you the convenience of contributing securely online. The other way is to email me through the contact section of catholicsportsradio.net to ask me for the mailing address to send a check to, which you've heard me say on past episodes that folks have opted for as well. Merchantside Marketing is who built the website for me, and I love that they've made it so that there is no minimum donation. There's no drop-down list of amounts to choose from. You put in whatever you feel comfortable giving. I'm happy to even give a public thank you on an upcoming episode or on social media, or as some have opted for, you can choose to remain anonymous. Do please pray about it. No contribution is too big and no contribution is too small. It all helps me with being able to continue on with this ministry and give back with my time and talent in an effort to move more people closer to Christ. Jesse, go ahead and tell that story that I was starting to allude to about the, as I called it, wake-up call that turned things around in your faith life.
I think everybody has a story that's had a conversion back to God. In fact, the Catholic Church teaches that God loves us so much that he'll send even an angel to bring you to the point of conversion. So a conversion is when somebody starts growing in their love of God and their understanding of God, and they start taking their faith serious, and they start doing some interior redecorating or remodeling within their soul. And so that happened to me. I was a young rookie cop, and I was just kind of a secular Catholic, a lukewarm Catholic. You know, like there's a lot of lukewarm Catholics. They just basically, check off the box on an application. Oh, yeah, I'm Roman Catholic. That's it. But it means nothing. And so I ran across this other fellow rookie officer at work, and he was very open about his faith. He was an evangelical, and he was very open about his love for God, his love for Jesus. Mm. He was very open about his sharing scripture with fellow cops and stuff. And we worked together for about 6 months, and we ended up working together for about 3 years. We had a locker next to each other. We became very good friends. He had a profound effect on me because I saw that he was a man of integrity. What he said at work is what he lived out on the streets.
Mm, wow.
And also, it was also consistent with his marriage and his family. And so there was integrity in his life. And that was, to me, that was very, very attractive. I was saying, wow, you can be a man of faith and a man of God. And also, you know, an athlete, you know, and also an effective police officer and a sheepdog. And so those three, they're not mutually exclusive. And so, as a result of his example, I ended up immersing myself in a Catholic Bible study, probably in the 70s, late 70s, very early on. And as a result of reading my Catholic Bible within a Catholic Bible study group, I just had this explosion in my heart where I just said, like, wow, Jesus is amazing. I love him. Mm-hmm. A switch just flipped in my heart, probably around 26, 27, where I just said, man, I love Jesus. I want to follow him. And I've been on that path for about the last 34 years, and it gets stronger every day.
Beautiful, beautiful. I wonder, did you become a different boxer after that conversion?
I was still aggressive, and I was still, I wasn't, the Tourette syndrome ceased at that moment, you know. The bad words ceased flying out of my mouth. But I was still as aggressive and trained hard and diligent and all that. That didn't change, but my vocabulary certainly did change.
Wow. And that's a great lesson for the young listeners out there, that it can start at any age. If that's a problem, that's something that you can bring your Catholic faith into to help you clean up. Jesse, you have written a number of books, but one in particular that I wanted to single out is called Catholics Wake Up, Be a Spiritual Warrior. It has boxing gloves on the cover and includes the story you just shared with us, correct?
Yeah. I just share stories. My personal odyssey, my personal journey of faith to a deeper love of Jesus Christ than ever before. I also share other stories in there that have helped form me in my Catholic male spirituality, what I would call virtue, the practice of moral habits, the practice of moral excellence. I share a lot of stories there and experiences that have formed me in becoming the Catholic man that I've become, you know, for a while now. And so because life is a big school of learning. And so I share things that have happened to me that where God has taken me through a deeper school of learning so that I could understand more and more to trust in and to depend on him and less in me.
Well, I'll leave it up to you, certainly, if you want to just kind of leave it at what you just said and let the book speak for itself. Or by chance, do you maybe just want to tease this particular book a little bit further? Because I know that there's some stories that you do share in there, almost killed by a Muslim gang members. Do you want to get into that or save that?
I'll just save one. I'll just put one in there. Yeah, I was probably about around the year 2005. I think I was invited to do a men's conference. Well, but long and the short of it is, I'm going back to the airport. There was no Ubers back then, or it was a taxi picked me up. And I remember I was wearing a big crucifix around my neck, and the driver happened to me a Muslim. I didn't know, nor did I care. I just wanted to get back to the airport.
Sure.
He looked at my crucifix, began asking a lot of questions about my crucifix. I started answering his questions. We're having a good conversation. And then I asked him, I said, hey, it seems to me like if you're a Catholic, I said, you seem to know a lot about the Catholic faith. He goes, oh, no, I'm a Muslim. I used to be Catholic. So we continued talking on the drive to the airport. And I said, well, this is my moment to reach out to this guy. He's a fallen away Catholic, and he probably never understood his Catholic faith. So I said, you know what? I said, I'm a theologian. I said, if you have any questions, we got 20 minutes till we get to the airport. You may want to just ask me anything you want about Jesus or the Catholic faith. I'd love to share with you because I'd love to bring you back. Mm-hmm. And then he says, oh, since you're a theologian, tell me what you think about Islam and Muhammad. So I did. I gave him some factual things about Islam and Muhammad that are a point of historical fact. You know, for example, something simple like, you know, Muhammad fought in over 50 wars. You know, Muhammad had concubines and harems. These are historical facts. And he didn't like the conversation. I think he thought that I was disrespecting his religion, but he was asking me questions, so I'm just responding. And I remember he says, hey, you know what I'm going to do with you? I'm going to kill you, because if I kill you, he says, I'll go straight to heaven. So we're on this road going to the airport, and he says, I'm going to throw this car off the road, and I'm going to kill you, he says, and I'm going to go straight to heaven because I killed a Catholic Christian evangelist. And I remember at that moment, I mean, the fighter in me started coming back out. I'm starting to think, like, you know, I'm going to give this guy, you know, I'm going to have this guy pull over, and I'm going to ground him and pound him to the floor, and I'm going to make him scream uncle. So the dark side of me is coming out, or my all my training, you know, muscle memory. I said, I'm going to rip this guy up, you know, I'm going to rip this guy limb by limb. And then the Christian side kind of kicked in, and I said, hey, you know what? So you're going to throw the car off the road and crash the car and kill me? I said, fine. I said, I'm going to heaven. I'm in a state of grace. I just went to confession last night. I went to Mass this morning. I received the Eucharist. I got Jesus in my heart. I said, I'm ready. I said, are you ready? And so I began telling him, I said, if you're not ready to die, I said, I'm ready to die. You're not ready to die because you're a fallen away Catholic. You rejected Jesus Christ with your mouth and with your lips and with your heart in front of me for the last 10 minutes. Mm. I said, if you die, you're going to go to hell. If I die, I'm going to go to heaven. You're going to see that, and I'm going to see that. That scared him so much. I think he almost defecated in his pants. He was scared because nobody had ever told him that.
Wow.
So we got to the airport, and he came out of the car, and he came and talked to me. He goes, Mr. Romero, he was shaking. Mm. I was in his head. He goes, are you sure? He goes, did you really mean that I won't go to heaven if I reject Jesus Christ? I said, absolutely. I said, I'm just telling you right now, my friend. I said, you are on your way to hell. You're a baptized Catholic, and you openly, with your mouth and with your heart, you've blasphemed and rejected Jesus Christ in front of my face for 20 minutes.
Wow.
I said, I hope you don't die anytime soon. You're going to hell. And I'm going to tell you, he walked away, and you could see tears coming out of his eyes. He was afraid. He was afraid. And so that story, it just reminded me that there's, you know, God gives us the opportunity to share our faith with, you know, taxi cab drivers, you know, vagabonds, you know, out in 7-Eleven, prostitutes, you know, out in a gas station, you know, fellow cops. God gives us the opportunity to share our faith. And as Catholics, we have to, again, that's where the sports background comes in. I'm always on the offensive. I'm always on the go. I got to go get it done, you know. Just do it. That was just a moment to share my faith, and so I just didn't hesitate, and I shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with him. Whatever he did with it, it's not my business. It's between him and God.
Yep.
I'm just called to speak the truth in charity.
Yeah, that's amazing. What a fantastic story. And as I said, listeners, that's from Jesse's book, which you'll see along with the others on his website. But I also love Jesse, and I kind of had to laugh when you said that the boxer and you all of a sudden flared up, because until that point, I had thought to myself, what tremendous bravery you showed in terms of your faith and the courage to go public with your faith and not hide your light under a bushel. And listeners, this is a large part of what I talk about every week, is that boldness that we have to have with our faith, even something as simple as bringing your faith into your sports life. The two definitely intersect, as you're hearing on this episode and on so many others of this show. I will put a link to Jesse's website on the show page for this episode at catholicsportsradio.net. But Jesse, even though you have a whole section on your website called Radio, just share here in your own words what you are doing on the air.
I do two shows a day. I do a podcast in the morning. It's called Jesus 911, where myself and fellow retired cops that I worked with, we come together and we talk about our faith and how it makes a difference for men. And so we have people from the military, you know, guys, sports guys. We have guys from all over that are listening to the show because it's just good Catholic masculine spirituality. Also, in the afternoon, I do another show. It's called the Terry and Jesse Show, where I talk more about the way the faith and the culture intersect, and we come at it from a Catholic male point of view.
I like it. I like it. Well, Jesse is a very busy man, but you have definitely still made it a priority to have time for your family. Before we close, just share with the audience about your children and your longtime marriage.
Been married to the same wife since 1983. Mm. We're thinking like 37 or 38 years. I lost count. We got three wonderful young adults. They're all married in the Catholic Church. They're all practicing their faith. They're all starting to have children now. So I'm a grandfather. Got three grandkids. And my two sons are law enforcement officers. Out there protecting the streets in the respective cities that they patrol in. And so they've learned, they were wrestlers. They wrestled all their life. So they had that sheepdog mentality that a man is called to protect, to lead, and provide for others. So I've passed that on to two good men that are out there serving the law enforcement community in our country.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Jesse, this was awesome. Thank you so much for being on Catholic Sports Radio. God bless you and your ministry.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you, Bruce.
Listeners, we'll close with an athlete's prayer this week as a nod towards Jesse's athletic background. And of course, we'll do it together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For I asked God for strength that I might achieve. Instead, I was made weak that I might learn to humbly obey. I asked for help that I might do greater things. Instead, I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praises of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for, but everything I hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. Because I am among all athletes who have been most richly blessed, you see, I lost by inches, but I won by a mile. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.